This is Mountain Heritage Lady Cougar Coaches Corner program talking to Coach Susie Shelton. And Coach, last ball game up against Irwin, your first home game here. And Lady Cougars, I thought, looked very good and had a good shooting night.
I was very pleased with the way we played. That's the best we have played so far this year, the most complete game as far as putting together four good quarters.
I saw several times where the fast break was just tremendous. I mean, off the rim and a layup on the other end pretty quick.
Right now, we've got a lot of girls that's, you know, chasing the ball down for rebounds, and we're taking off. We got some kids that can get up the floor, and we want to score fast if we can. So I enjoyed watching that.
That satisfies a lot of offensive problems whenever you just get down there and score a layup.
It does. It takes the pressure off of you. So we'll take that anytime we can get it.
Next ball game coming up tonight. We're already into conference play. What do you know about the Polk Wolverines this year?
Well, we've not played Polk since the last time they were in our conference, so we've not played them in a long time. I think they're like 8-0 right now, so they've got off to a really good start. They're supposed to have one of the best point guards in Western North Carolina. She's averaging 28 points a game, so we're probably going to try to pay a lot of attention to her. But I think, you know, if we come out and play like we did against Irwin, I think we have a really good chance of getting the win tonight.
Anything special in defense-wise against her?
Well, we're going to make sure we know where she's at all times in transition. And she's a really good passer. Cut those lanes down, try to keep away penetration, and hopefully have her hands up when she has the ball so she don't shoot to three.
What do you think about defense as far as how do you feel about your Cougar team so far?
I tell you what, you know, we've at times this year we have struggled scoring, but our defense has been pretty solid. And I think some of our younger kids, some of the ones that's coming off the bench now and giving us minutes, I think their defense has really improved. So pleased so far with our defense.
I think in the Irwin game we saw several times where it looked like Irwin is more concerned about hanging on the ball than running their offense. And anytime you get in that mode, you're in trouble with your offense. But that just showed us that the Cougar defense was making a difference there.
Well, we have some length out there with Maggie and Kiana, so if we can get, you know, their hands up, and then Callie is very aggressive and handsy, and Layla is smart, helps off and gets a lot of steals and just gives us really good help. So pleased with them so far.
After this Polk game tonight, you've got the game coming up on Saturday, non-conference, and you're into some tournaments before Christmas, tournaments after Christmas, so a lot of basketball.
Yeah, you know, where we had to move some games because of football, we now have a Saturday game, and then we have a game coming up on Monday. It's at Western Carolina, and we'll be playing AC Reynolds. We had to put that one there just to kind of get a full schedule because we couldn't get anybody else to play us. But a lot of basketball within like a week's time, you know. So if we can survive that, we're definitely going to look forward to some Christmas break time off.
And I think you're back at Irwin for a tournament there, a Christmas tournament?
Us and the varsity boys will play there, I think, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. I think you're going to have to schedule online so people can see the times and who we're playing there. But, you know, you really can't just take 2 weeks off from basketball and then come back and jump right into conference. So we felt we needed to go play in a Christmas tournament. So looking forward to that.
Well, the focus tonight is up against Polk, that first conference game. So good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Michael Dardell for Coach's Corner program.